Okay, today is Daf Tes. We're on Daf Ches Amid Beis. We are on the fourth line from the bottom. The Gemara had just said that if an Eved comes with a shtar, shichur, to free himself, and the shtar says, all my nechasim are given over to you, so if that happens, so it's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says nothing happens, nothing changes. Rava says, well, we'll split the words of the document in half. The fact about himself, he'll become free. But because he'll say, b'fun and echtam, we're makel for a woman that she should get remarried. So too, we're makel for an Eved, so he shouldn't be stuck in limbo, like we said yesterday, that he's not a chatzi Eved, we don't know what he is. No, we'll be makel, he'll be able to be free. But regarding the money, regarding the assets, for that, you need two witnesses, and there aren't two witnesses. So, palgin on diburo. We'll split his words in half. So, Omar le Rav Adda bar Masna le Rava. Rav Adda bar Masna said to Rava, Kiman, so who do you hold like? You must hold like Kirab Shimon, like Rav Shimon. The Omar who said, Pagin on Dibura. We will do that. It's a legal fiction. We're gonna take one phrase and we're gonna break it in half. Rav Shimon says you could do that. How do you know? Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in, where is that Mishnah? It's later on. Hakosev kol nechasov la'avdo. If somebody deeds, he writes all his possessions over to his Eved, Yatza ben Chorin. The guy goes out free. He goes out free. Shir karka kol shehu. But if he leaves over a small amount, Rashi says karka is lav dafka land. He leaves over a small amount. Lo yatza ben Chorin. He doesn't go free. Why not? As Rashi says, it's a suffake. Maybe the Eved is the part he didn't let go free. Maybe the Eved is the part of his possessions that he's keeping for himself. So we don't know, so he can't go free. That's Reb Meir. We're going to say that's Reb Meir. Here he's a Tanakama. In a few minutes, he's going to be Reb Meir. Rava doesn't agree with that. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, La'olam hu ben chorin. He always goes free. That for sure is not an issue. Now the question is, does he get any money? So, La'olam hu ben chorin. Ad shi Omer, unless he says, Kol nechasai nesunun leploni avdi, unless everything goes to him, chutz mi echad mi ribui shebehen, except for 1/10,000th of my possessions, meaning a fraction of an amount. Rashi says, he can deem that this is the value he assigns to this Eved, and therefore the Eved doesn't go free. But, as Rashi points out, since he uses the word la'olam, he always goes out free, and therefore, the money maybe not, but he'll always go free. So you see that Reb Shimon holds from Palgin and Dibur. We'll speak about this in one more minute. We'll speak about it right now. So, by the way, so this big Rashi over here, Ad Shi Omer, this big Rashi here, Rashi says that if no karka was specified at all, then the Eved doesn't get anything, and not even himself. Why? Because if he can't get anything, he can't get himself either. That's what Rashi says here, this big Rashi. Rashi held 2 minutes ago that it's a suffake, because maybe when he leaves over some property, he's including the Eved. So the Ritva says, wait a minute. It has nothing to do with Plagin and Dibur now. It has to do with if there's an issue of how much property is in the pot, how much of what the Eved is, if he's included or not. That's nothing to do with Plagin and Dibur. That has to do with, it's not specified. So the Ritva has a question on that. The Rif holds, why does Reb Meir hold this way? Why does Reb Meir hold? It's a very, very difficult shita. So Rashi says what he says. The Rif says that if some karka was left over, and we don't know what, because the guy didn't specify, we can't say, he can't acquire anything at all. Why? So, again, if something was left over, but nothing was specified, but I'm leaving over X, we don't know what X is, so how can the Eved go free? No, he can't. He might not even be able to go free because there's nothing he can get. Not even himself. Not even himself. So Rashi says he would say that because he's telling the Eved, "This is what I think of you. If I would let you go free." In other words, Rashi says it on Amud Beis. He's flattering him. I think very highly of you. I would give you the whole world, but I'm not doing it. That's what Rashi says. Why would somebody do that? You want to ask a question, why would somebody do something? Half of Hashas would be a lot smaller, right? These are cases. It happens. It happens. Now, the Torah's Gittin asks, wait a minute, Rashi says over here that when someone says, I'm giving over 1/10,000th of my property, it really means the Eved. And Rashi says it, that, where's Rashi's words? Even though he's worth more. Right? Even though he's obviously, here it is. I'm sorry? Right, the last wide line. That Ella ka'echad mirubia bin chazim afal gafta shavi tvei, even though he's worth more. So the Torah is getting asked, wait a minute, we never care what subjective value. I consider him to be worth nothing. But it's not what he's worth. On the open market, he's worth a lot more. So what do you mean, I consider him to be worth? Right? So the Torah is getting says, what Rashi must mean is that maybe you're only talking about a tiny part. Not that I value this. This Eved's worth $1 million on the market, whatever he's worth. But 1/10,000th of him is what's left over. So you have a rule that you can't free half an Eved. So when you make this statement, you're not freeing any part of him. Okay. That's my partner's. That's my partner's. If one partner frees him, we force the other one because he's stuck. But there's no such animal of freeing half an Eved. There's no such mechanism. So by saying this statement, of course he's worth more than 1/10,000th of your assets. Of course he is. But by you saying that, you're demonstrating you're not freeing all of them. If you're not freeing all of them, you're not freeing any of them. That's all. Yeah, question? Next. Now the Gemara asks, the Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menune, Omar of Nachman, Afal pi Shekiles Reb Yosi es Reb Shimon, even though Reb Yosi praised Reb Shimon, halacha ki Reb Meir. The halacha is like Reb Meir. D'tanya, shekishenamru devarim lefnei Reb Yosi, when Reb Yosi heard Reb Shimon's pshat, kara alav hamikra hazeh, he said the following pasuk, sefasayim yashek, I should kiss the lips, meishiv devarim nechuchim, who says good things. In other words, he gave him praise, but nevertheless, he didn't hold like him. So the Gemara says, umi amar of Nachman hachi, but did Reb Nachman really say, right, that we don't say Palgina Dibura? Did Reb Nachman really say that? He just said it. He said we hold like Reb Meir. Even though he praised Reb Shimon, we don't hold for Palgina Dibura. Is that true? V'amar Reb Yosef Bar Menune, Amar of Nachman, Shchiv Meira. A Shchiv Meira is someone on his deathbed. So the Chachamim made a kula. We don't want to get a Shchiv Meira more agitated and more upset than he already is. So a Shchiv Meira, we allowed him to make gifts without them being written down. Only a Shchiv Meira. So a Shchiv Meira, Shekosav, he wrote them down. Kol Nechasav La'avdo, all my Nechasim to my Eved. Then, V'amad. Then he got better. He recovered. So the halacha is, Chozer bin Nechasim, the Nechasim go back to the Shchiv Meira. Why? Because they were only given in contemplation of death. It was an impending death. They were only given with that in mind. If the guy recovers, then the gift is bottled. But the ain't a chozer be'eved. The eved doesn't go back to being an eved. So you see, the question is going to be that the pagin and dibura. Now, chozer bin achasim, why do we go back on the nechasim? Because matana shchiv mirahu. It's a matana shchiv mirah. It was only given in contemplation of death. That didn't occur. Therefore, the money has to go back. But the ain't a chozer be'eved, the eved doesn't go back. Why not? Shaharei yatza alav shem ben chorin. Because he's already called a free man. Once you're a free man, you don't go back to being a slave. You're already a free man. So it's palgin and dibur. So how could Rav Nachman say that we hold like Rav Meir, and it's not good, and we didn't allow that phraseology to work? We thought it was because it was all for palgin and dibur. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Ela amar Rav Ashi, hasam hainu taima. You know what the reason is? Mishum delav krus gitahu. That was not a good expression of separating yourself from the Eved. We don't even know what it means. What do you mean? I'm giving you yourself, but not everything from you, my possession. What does that all mean? Rashi has a whole... We don't even know what those words mean. You know what? That's not a way to separate yourself from the Eved. It has to be get creases. It's got to be definitive. If it's not definitive, it doesn't work. That's why Reb Nachman said it doesn't work. Not because he does offer Magid and Dibura. The reason why it doesn't work is because this is not an expression of being creases, of separating yourself from the Eved. That's why it doesn't work. Okay. Now, the big Tosfos here, the Tosfos of L'Olam, asks the following question. In Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Zayin, there's a whole story there. If a guy sells half his... I'm selling half my field to so-and-so. Reuven selling half a field to Shimon. But we don't know which half. So the Gemara says, it's the cheap, it's the worst half. We don't know which half, but he's definitely selling in half, so it's the worst half. So how come over here, when he says, I'm giving you everything except for one thing, so how come he gets nothing? Shouldn't he get at least something? Half? Why nothing? By the case of Baba Basra, I'm selling you half a field, but we don't know which half. You get the cheaper half, the worst half. So how come over here there's nothing?
He's not free.
No, no, but let's say he is free. Let's say he is free. Let's assume we're going to say he's free. No, no, we're assuming that he's free, but we're not giving him any possessions. Because each possession, the Baal could say, what? No, the Eved case.
The Baal said, I'm selling everything except one.
I'm giving you everything except for one piece of Nechassim. And we're going to assume now that he's free. He's freed. Let's say he's already freed, let's say. So how come, why does he get nothing? Why does he get nothing? So the Meiri says, and the Rambam says it also. By the way, it's also I'm sorry. And the Rav Chana says, isn't it a Sfara? Isn't it a Sfara? Shouldn't you get something? He's giving him everything, and now he gets nothing. Why should that work? So the Meiri says, because we only say this rule if it's a definitive item that he's giving over. For example, half my field. I don't know which half. But if you make this general statement, I'm giving you everything under the sun, and except for one piece left over, he gets nothing.
Is it because he said yes? Because
he said my field? Listen to this. The Rambam says it. He says as follows. It's in Hilchas, Zechi Umatana, Paragim Halacha Hei. Ketzad. Hakosev l'chaveiro karka minichsei nisunalach. I'm giving you my karka. Osha kasavlo kol nechasei knuyalach chutz mimiksasa. Except for part of it. Hoil v'lo siim hadavar shenasun lo. He didn't specify. You don't know now. Lo kana klum. Nothing. Ve'eni yachal loma lo teili pachos shebin chasecha ad shetzayim lo amakom shenatun lach. At least give me something until we verify what you meant. We don't say that. But aval im amalo chele kach v'kach besod aplonis. I'm giving you that. And hovel v'sayim asod afal pishol tima chelek. We didn't tell you which portion. I didn't tell you which half. But since I told you where it is, no to also chelik min apachas sheva osan sod. So you get the cheaper one. Now, what's the svar for that? I'm not sure. What's the svar for that?
Referring to a specific item.
We just explained what it is, but we didn't say why. Why should that be? The lamaisa, if he tells you he's giving you all your possessions except for one, right? So why should that be? So, yeah.
Every possession, you have to say, "Oh, give him the cheaper half of that possession."
What? No, so give him 20%. Because he certainly didn't leave over more than 80% all the way around. He probably left over for himself. No, in which case? In the case of the field? I'm selling you half my field, but I didn't say which one.
Right.
So he gets the cheaper one.
Okay.
Now here, I'm giving you all my possessions except for one. So give him most of it. You're giving him nothing. So the Rambam says, because it's not specified. So what? Okay, that's his machshava. Okay, the whole thing is really just a game.
You say half and half, you don't know whether he means this half or that half. But the other way, it could be now divide him into 1,000.
Right.
You know, it's a lot harder to divide up 1,000.
So Bnei Yeshua says as follows. Rashi, the rule, this rule, that you get nothing, is only by when there's a shtar. If there's a shtar, the shtar... the shtar itself is what transfers over the property, right? It's a shtar. I'm giving my stuff. It's a shtar here. There's no. In the case in Baba Basra, there was cash. I'm coming with cash, and I'm buying half of your field. You didn't tell me which half. I get the cheaper half. But here, there's a shtar. The shtar is so vague. It doesn't say a thing. Why doesn't it say a thing? It's not specific. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Since the shtar is so vague, it's mamash nothing. What? No, but you're right. One's a matana and one's a sale, but the rule's the same. You can have a sale and with a shtar also. That's just to verify it. Here, the matana is what, the shtar is what transfers it will make the matana effective. But the document is what makes the transfer effective. by a sale, it's cash.
When you have a transaction, you get to know basically what
the transaction is. So that was it. Since the transaction is so vague. It's a fine unilateral, but it's so vague. What do you give it? What's the gift include? I have no idea. Therefore, it's nothing. The whole thing is void. Makes sense. Okay, next. Two dots. By the way, the Tosfos just asks a the Tosfos of the Eino Chozav. No, we didn't do that yet. Sorry. Okay. Im Yeshalav Orim Miskayim B'Chosmav. The Mishnah said that if there are people that are protesting to this get, right? If a guy comes and says that he brings a get before an echtav, and then someone comes and protests, you have to verify the signatures of the get. So the Gemara says, Irur Kama, how many people are coming to protest to this get? Now, it says in the Mishnah, Orin, which is plural. And we're going to end up saying it's just a Baal, just a husband. So why is it in a Lashon of plural? We said that in the Mishnah, because it could be inheritors. Okay. Now, Arakama, how many? Ilema Arachad, if it's one guy off the street comes, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Devriakol, Ein Erapachas Mishnayim. You always need two. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Rashi says, I don't know. Where did Rabbi Yochanan make that statement? We don't know. Rashi says he doesn't know. Tosfos says it's a Gemara in Ksuvis. The Ella Eritrei. No, two people come and say the get's no good. So if two people come and say the get's no good, it's Treu Trei. It's two against two. I have two people saying it's no good. I have two people that signed it. So Treu Trei didn't know. So my cause is the Samcha Ahani, Samcha Ahani. Why are you picking those two over those two? Now what do you do? Now we're stuck. Two say it's no good. Two signed it. So what do you do? Therefore the Gemara answers, Ella Iru the Baal, the husband's coming. Now, the husband's coming, therefore, we assume that he has more credibility than two other people, because it's his actions, and he's going to, what's he going to say now? The whole thing was a forgery? So what he sent it for? Right? We had that question already. What's he doing here? We said the exact opposite, Svara. Nobody would make himself into a fool. Nobody would tend to get, and then come a week later, hey, by the way, that's a forgery. Who would do that? So, but somehow the Baal's coming to, but maybe that's exactly the point. If you have Aiden that signed it, they will make the Baal be quiet. They'll quiet him down, and then the get could become established as a good get. Next. I don't know why these, because we said it could be Yorshim. It could be creditors that are, they don't want this marriage to, they want the marriage to be dissolved so that she doesn't get ksuva money. There's a ways that other people could have tainus besides the husband, but the most common case would be the husband. What? No, no, it's one creditor. You can have creditors, you can have a Baal. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's in plural language. I don't know. What? It's a very rare case to find a creditor because what? Where does he come from before the wife? Ksuva comes first. What is his right? What is his interest? It's very rare. On the Mishnah, they have this whole discussion. Why it's
creditor and not the Baal, then you're back to the question about
of two and two. Right. So it's a very. The Chassam Sofer on the Mishnah says, why is it in plural? And he has a whole lumdus about creditors, how you can have a creditor beating a wife. So I don't remember what he said. I didn't understand it really fully. But he had a shot why it's in plural when really it's only one person. Right, so maybe they're coming right away.
It has to be right away.
I think we said that already. It has to be right away. Okay. Took the daf test to get to the second mission of the Masechta. Half this mission we did already. Hamevi get me Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings a get from Medina Sayyam, but the Aniyachalam before an Echtav, before an Echtav. He can't say before an Echtav. Why can't he? We said this already. Because he's deaf. He's a deaf man. He can't speak. So then, what? He became deaf on the way. We're going to say that again. In Yesh Olav Edim. So if there are Edim, Yiskayim Bechos. If the Edim themselves can substantiate the get, he can't speak. Now, Echad Gitei Nashim VeEchad Shechuri Avadim. Whether it's a get of an Isha or a get to free an Eved, Shavu Lumolich Ulumevi. They have the same halachos regarding bringing gets from overseas, going over. The same halachos. Zu achas min hadrachim. This is one of the ways. Sheshavu gitei nashim v'shechuri avadim. This is one of the ways that gitei nashim is similar to shechuri avadim. Tosfos says it should be reversed. It's one of the ways that shechuri avadim is similar to Gitei Nashim. Gitei Nashim is the Makar. That's where it starts from. So Tosfos says, we already started off with Hamevi Get, Isha, Bibidina Sayyam. So for parallel, we keep the same phrase. We keep the women first, the Gitei Nashim first. It was easier to remember it that way, even though it really makes sense the other way. Now, we said this already. My Eina Yachal Omer. What does that mean, Eina Yachal Omer? Ilema Cheresh. If he's a deaf person, Cheresh Bari Suya Gitehu. A Cheresh can bring a get. A Cheresh cannot bring a get. Ditnan, Fatnan, Hakol Kasher and Lovi, it's a get. Everyone's kosher to bring a get. Chutz, except, Mecheresh Hodav Akatan. They're not kosher to bring a get. How can we say he's a Cheresh? So Gemara says, El Amar of Yosef, Hachomai Eskina. We're talking about Kigon Shinas Nula Kishahu Pikeach. It was given to him when he was a regular person. When the shlichus was established, he was fine. Then, on the way, he became a deaf person. By the time he got there, he was already deaf. Now he couldn't speak. Such a person is not able to. When he left, he was able to. So therefore, we can establish it with signatures. Right. Right. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very good. And we said, why couldn't it be someone who's an elam? He can hear, but just can't speak. So we said already, because when it says that ani yachalom, or it's mashma, it's a recent event, a recent occurrence. Like it just happened that he became unable to speak. Not that he has been this way his whole life. What? Yes, but a shota could speak. So we use the lashon of speaking. A shota could speak.
Okay,
he has no doubt. He sent it when he was normal, then he became a shota on the way.
Whatever, yeah.
So it'd be the same thing. Well, probably be the same thing. You have to miscarry the signatures now. The Bafona Nechlev is not available. How can you say Bafona Nechlev? He's a shota. So we'll have to use the signatures. Now, fine. Echad Gitei Nashim v'Echad Shechuri Avadim. Right? Whether it's a Gitei Nashim or Shechuri Avadim. Tana Rabbanon. B'shlosh Drachim Shavu Gitei Nashim l'Shechuri Avadim. In three ways they're similar. What are they? Shavu l'molach u'lemevi. They're shava in that both of them you have to say v'fanei nechtam. That's number one. Now, v'chol get sheyesh olav eid kusi puzzle. Any get here means a document. Any document, this is tomorrow's daf. Any document signed by a kusi is puzzle. Chutz, except for migitei nashim v'shechuri avadim. That will allow a kusi. Who's a kusi? There are people that their conversion to Judaism was very questionable. Tomorrow's daf, really. It was very questionable, and we don't know what their intentions are. We don't know if they have lishma. They don't know. We don't know anything really about them. So, for other documents, when it comes to money, we're going to see in a minute on the base, we don't believe them at all. When it comes to gittin, we're going to allow one. Why? Tomorrow the Gemara will say, because one Jew signing also. So if the Jew's signing, Mistama, he knows, this Kutsi's a good guy. That's what we're going to say tomorrow. And the third one, V'chol shtaros ha'olim barkos, any document that is registered and acceptable by a foreign non-Jewish court. What? Yeah, akos ovdei kochavim. Af al pi shechosmein ovdei kochavim, even though they're signed by goyim, ksherin, it's good. If a document alone between Reuven and Shimon is signed by Goyim, why not? Why wouldn't that be accepted? And it's registered in the Goyish court. Why shouldn't that be acceptable? Rashi says, except for that. Why not Goyim sign a get? So Rashi says, why not? So Rashi says, because the reason why other shtaros will be good in a Goyish court is because Shenasu shtaros al yedei bezin shel ovdei kochavim, the dina de machus adina. They also have laws, right? The afal pi shehanosev amakabel yisraelim. Even if the parties, the litigants, are Jews, it's okay. Then Rashi says, except for gitei nashim, delav b'nei krisos ninhu, because goyim have not b'nei krisos. They're not in that parsha of krisos. V'lo shaychi b'toras gitei gedushin afal al hadinin, but on dinim nitztavnu b'nei noach. The b'nei noach are commanded in dinim. They also have selling, buying, contract. They also have contract law, property. They also have all that. They don't have the same idea of getting. They have divorce. It's not the same thing. So therefore, we'll allow the other ones. We won't allow gite Nashim. Goyim can't sign a get, but they can sign other documents. So Rabbi Chanan says, you see from here, Rashi holds the purpose of din, dinim, the seventh of the Sefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach, the mitzvah of dinim, is to enforce civil law. Buying, selling, right? Unlike the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Halacha Yudalid, that he says as follows, Chayavin lahoshiv dayonim v'shoftim, this is talking about goyim, b'chol plach u'plach, lodun v'sheish mitzvot elu. The purpose of dinim is to enforce the other six. That's not what Rashi seems to say here. Rashi seems to say it's for normal society. Just very, very interesting machlokas. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, a lot of depth there, what exactly they're arguing about. But Rashi clearly says over here that the dinim is good enough just for the, you know, just for the everyday commerce that went on in their cities. And okay, Rameir Arba, and Rameir has a fourth case, which is what? Ha'omer tein getzel ishti v'shtar shichur zel avdi. If a guy says to a shliach, give this get to my wife, or give this get to my eved. Rotzel lachzer b'shnehem yachzer. If he wants to retract, he can retract. Why? Because we consider it a bad thing to be divorced. We consider it a bad thing Rameir considers it a bad thing to be a freed. What? We're going to get to the law in a minute. He considers it a bad thing to be free, for an eved to be free. So even though the Baal gave it to the shliach is not zoche it for the woman or for the eved, and it's only chal until it reaches their hands. So in transit, the Baal can take it back. However, divir Rameir. But the Chachamim said that only that's only true by a wife, not by an eved. So once the Baal gives the get shichrur to the shliach, he can no longer take it back. Why? Because the shliach is zocha it for the eved. Because he also is considered a good thing. A woman, it's always a bad thing to be divorced. So that has to, you could retract because it doesn't apply, it doesn't kick in until it actually reaches her hands. Now, the Gemara says a side point. Why do you have to say the number three? I can count myself, 1, 2, 3. So I understand why the Rabbanan had three to exclude Rameir. Rameir said four. But El Rameir, Minyan, El Mute Mai. Why does Rameir say four? You can count, 1 through 4. So Gemara says, El Mute Had, another one. Tanya, Edim Shein Yodim, Lachtom. If Edim don't know how to read, Edim don't know how to sign, Makrin Lehem Nair Chalak, we read it for them. Umamalei and Etzakarayim, we scratch out their names in ink, in the paper. Umamalei and Etzakarayim Dio. And then they fill it in ink. Kind of signature is that? Not a signature at all. Amar Shurim Ben Amliel, the med of Amamurim, that's only true by Gitei Nashim, by Gitim. Aval Shechuri Avadim, Vishakol Shtaros, Im Yodin Likros, if they know how to read, Velachlam and to sign, Chosmin, good. Vimlav, and if not, in Chosmin, we don't sign for them, we don't do this. Kula. So the Gemara says, Kriya Mandakar Shmei, who's talking anything about reading? It's all about reading also. So the Gemara says, Yeah, Chasuri Matzah Vachi Ketoni, Edim Sheyodin Likros, if Edim don't know how to read, Korin Lathin, we read it to them, and Chosmin. And we'll sign it also. V'she'en yodim lachtom. And if we don't know how to read, and we don't know how to sign, then makri and lahem. Then we'll sign it for them. So just stuck in that, that's also a factor. Okay. Now the Gemara says as follows. By the way, Tosfos says other things that goyim are not good for besides... I'm not done. Take that back. Tosfos says other things that are a problem with goyim besides just the fact that they're not b'nei krisos. Included in that is they don't have the level shema, they can't be a shliach, they can't edus issues. It's more than just the fact that they're not b'nei krisos. Fine. Now, visu, that's it. That's all you have. That's the same between gittin and shichur. That's it. Visu leka v'ika the following. Ha'amar, if someone says tenu get zel ishti u'shtar shichur zel avdi. If someone says give this get to my wife or give this shtar shichur to my eved. Umeis, and then he dies, the giver dies, lo yitnu la'achar misa, it doesn't get given after death. Rashi says, even though we just said a minute ago, that when it comes to Eved, when it comes to an Eved, it's a zechus to be freed, so, when he gives it to him, he's already zochet for him, when he gives it to the shliach is zochid on behalf of the eved, and therefore the eved is already free. What do you mean over here, in get lachar misa? We don't give it after misa. He's already free. So Rashi says, no. It only means that when you give it to an eved, he can't take it. When the master gives it to the shliach, the master can't retract. That's what in that sentence is chos. But when does it kick in? It kicks in when he gets it. So Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? Right? What's Rashi talking about? If it's a zechiah, it's a zechiah. And if it's not a zechiah, it's not a zechiah. What kind of half zechiah is this? Right? So the Pnei Yeshua says, unbelievable Pnei Yeshua, she says, it's 100% true. It's a zechiah that the master can't retract it. But you know what? If the Eved doesn't know he's free, it's a huge chov. What if it's an Eved of a Kohen? Now he's eating truma. But now he's a free man. He's not allowed to eat truma. When he's an Eved, he's allowed to. He's Kinyan Kaspo. But when he's free, he's not allowed to eat truma. Other things. Every mitzvah. Everything that women are allowed, the women don't have to hold from. He doesn't have to daven. But now he doesn't have to put on tefillin. But now he's a free man. Now he's a chiyuv. He's not going to find out about it for a month from now, till the shliach gets there. So you know what? That's exactly what Rashi's point is. Yes, the master can't take it back. But it's really a chov of him. He doesn't know. He's in the hole. So therefore, it's not a zechus for him until he gets it. I'm sorry?
If the master dies,
you don't give it. Right. I saw someone brought that down, that case, about trying to avoid... Right, but I think it's the general klal. Yeah, you can find exceptions to the rule where they hate the brother and they don't want to fall to Yibum, but those are the exceptions. The Maritz Chaya says, you know what's going on here? We're trying to get out of the Avera of Lola Mehem Tavodu. You're not a free slave. So somehow, and the Maritz Chaya, by giving it to the Shliach, but not letting it kick in until later, somehow you avoid the Olam Hem Tavodu problem, because no one's freeing him. You now can't retract. But he's not really free. Then the Shliach is going to go later on and hand it over. So somehow you avoid the problem of Olam Hem Tavodu. That's why Rashi breaks it in half. Okay. Okay? We'll stop in 2 minutes, because we'll get to have Meirav. No, because we're assuming now it's both. We're assuming that this is universal.
Everybody.
So everyone. So even how the Chacham get out of this? Right. So the Gemara says, what about those cases? Right? What about that? Tenuman aloploni umei thidulach hamisa. And if someone says, give money, that will give after me. So why not? So the Gemara says, the key katani milsa de lefse bishtaros. We're only talking about things that don't apply to other shtaros. Milsa de issa bishtaros, but if things apply to other shtaros, lo katani. But then we're not discussing those things. We're not discussing these broad things. Only focused on gittin and shichur. Deshalach rovim mishmei drav avo, havayudim shashalach rav alazah legol l'bishim rabbeinu. There was a story. Shchiv meira. Sha'amar kisvu. The Shchiv meira says, write it. Vitnu mana laploni. And then give it. Umeis, and then he died. In kosvim v'nosnin. We don't write it and we don't do it. Why? Kishem alogam alaknosu elo b'shtar. Maybe he only wanted it to take place with a shtar. Vein shtar lachar misa. And there's no shtar after misa. Since the Shchiv meira went out of his way to say, go write it first, he didn't have to do that. He's a shchimera. He could just say, give it. But since he said to write it, it's mashma, he wasn't such a shchimera. Or at least he thought he wasn't. And therefore, it's not going to take effect till the shtar is done. And he died. And we don't give shtars after Misa. So that's why we don't mention those cases. Those cases apply to everything too. We're only mentioning Gittin and Kedushin. I v'yekel l'shma. What about l'shma? L'shma applies both by Gittin and by shtar shechor. Why isn't that on the list? So the Gemara says, Bishlom al Rabba. According to Rabba, it's on Akasha. Hainu Moloch Humevi. That's what Moloch Humevi means. Right? Back and forth, that's what it means. It means Lashma. Fun and Ektav. El Larav Akasha. Vesu also, Bein Larav, Bein Larav, Ha'ikam Mechubur. What about Mechubur? You're not allowed to write a sling attached to the ground. That only applies by Gittin. I could sell my house to you with a sling attached to the ground. Why not? So the Gemara says, Ki Katani Pesul Durabanan. We're only talking about Psulin Midurabanan. D'oraisa lo katani. We're not talking about psul that are d'oraisa. And the psul of l'shma is the d'oraisa psul. I'm sorry. Right, these are Daraisa. These are all Daraisa Psul. That's what they're not mentioned. We're only mentioning the Rabbanim Psul. I, for our coach, shall over the Kachav and the Psul Darabbanan. But isn't our coach a Psul Darabbanan? It is. So the Gemara says, the Katani. So the Gemara says, no. Be'edei Mesira. We're talking about here, it's in court. And really, Rabbi Elazar. And really, it's Rabbi Elazar. The Amr who said, Eidei Mesira Karti. That's Eidei Mesira. And what's the problem? The problem is the Rabbanim that signed on this. So we don't want to think that you could ever allow Goyim to sign on a shtar. So midrabanan, Rabbi Elazar said, it's no good. Midaraisa, Eidei Mesira. I don't need the Goyim here. Right? That's what we said. If there are bad signatures, according to Rabbi Elazar, that's worse than no signatures. Because if there are no signatures, I don't need it. I don't only have to say Eidei Mesira. But now that Goyim signed it, there's a chashash derabanan that maybe we'll always let Goyim sign stuff. Gittin, we don't let that. So derabanan, we don't allow it. That's why there are codes. Here's only a din derabanan. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow the whole daf is really about kusim. So have to look forward to that. Two minutes.